Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we are honored to have Rita Tower. She's the HBU Associate Provost for Academic Operations. Dr. Tower is responsible for academic leadership, direction and support for institutional research and effectiveness, the Office of Compliance, the Office of Registrar, and the Library. Dr. Tower helps ensure university compliance with the accrediting body of Houston Baptist University, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, referred to as SACS. Welcome, Dr. Tower. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just fine and looking forward to our conversation.
Well, you know, it's when you say that a university, a comprehensive university like HBU, is SACS accredited, a lot of people don't know what that means. I mean, some do, but some don't. Tell us what that means.
Well, that means that we have satisfied what SACS COC refers to as their principles of accreditation. The criteria has been met, and we work very, very hard to stay in compliance with that criteria. And what that does is it allows us to tell the world that we are accredited. And that means something to parents, that means something to students that are seeking to come to HBU. When you are an accredited institution, that makes your courses easily transferable. And I think generally speaking, most folks understand the rigor involved in earning accreditation. And so they have respect for that. And when they're seeking an institution of higher ed to attend.
You know, that so many points to what you said are bare just reflection. And we have just gone through are in the process of SACS visiting for the renewal of that accreditation. And you have spearheaded a tremendous amount of work. Can you just kind of reflect on what that's meant in 2020 in the middle of some of the challenges of 2020?
Absolutely. We began the process of preparing for reaffirmation about 18 months ago. And that involved the preparation of the compliance certification, which was our relaying exactly how we meet, how we satisfy all of the essential criteria. And that report was submitted in September, early September of 2019. And it was rather extensive. The report itself was almost 300 pages and a little over a thousand pieces of evidence. So that was truly a campus-wide endeavor and lots of fingerprints on that document. That was received by our offsite review committee, and SACS COC selects individuals from peer institutions outside the state of Texas to review our documents. And that committee has done the review, and they have sent back a list of a couple of questions that they need us to answer, and we will submit those to our on-site committee, who will visit us the first week of April. And they come basically to do an audit of our report. It's one thing to read a report. It's another thing to visit a campus and actually talk to the players on the campus about their colleges, about their departments. And they'll meet with board members. They'll meet with faculty. They'll meet with staff. They'll meet with university administration. They'll meet with students, and they'll meet with alumni. So it is a fairly comprehensive visit, and as I said, it pretty much is an audit of what we have reported. They'll spend 3 days with us, and given the COVID concerns now, that visit has already been determined to be a virtual visit. Mm-hmm. So we have an opportunity to prepare for a virtual visit, which presents all kinds of new issues that we didn't have to deal with if they were physically on the campus. So we're working on that, and we'll cross off all the boxes and get everything in order and be prepared for that visit. And then it still takes a little while, because after the visit, the on-site committee writes a report, and that is submitted to the SAC COC Board of Trustees, and they meet in November and determine our reaffirmation, and it'll be announced at the annual meeting of the SAC COC in December of 2021. So it's a lengthy process.
It obviously indicates that a degree from Houston Baptist University means something. You know, it's concerning to me, Rita, that there's a number of these, and, you know, I want to be charitable, but some of these kind of upstart schools that young people on fire for God go to, and they spend a year or two, and they may be receiving instruction from a professor that perhaps doesn't have the right academic qualifications, and you know, the trajectory of their entire life is obviously affected by their educational experience. And we know study after study proves that the more education a person receives, it generally advances them in their career and helps dictate a career and fulfillment and passion, get a person out of bed, and they help a person find a mate, they have a family. HBU takes this all very seriously. Now, you've been at HBU for what, 30 plus years, right?
Yes, 33 years.
So, I mean, wow. And I look at you and I think of your colleagues that have that kind of tenure. It makes me remind myself of what a great leader told me once, Jerry, every time I see something built, I know there are people that paid the price to build it. And you and colleagues like you really paid the price to build HBU. And I'm so deeply thankful for you. But why has HBU taken it so seriously? And what has been the response, whether in nursing or in education or the many fields? There's been a lot of goodwill done and a lot of rapport this institution has. Can you just speak to that?
Certainly. Well, first of all, I think one of the key issues is the quality of our faculty and our academic leadership as we're relating to the programs. These deans in the colleges understand what is required. The faculty understand what is required. And the key to HBU's quality, or one of those keys, is the quality of that leadership and the quality of the faculty. We have a goodly number of terminally degreed faculty in their fields, as well as a good number of terminally degreed adjunct faculty who bring professional experience in addition to their academic background to the classroom. And so you mentioned nursing and you mentioned education and behavioral sciences. So in those fields in particular, in those colleges, the professional academic is highly valued. So when you can bring in an individual who's terminally degreed in the field of nursing and also has practiced as an RN, what they bring to the classroom is invaluable. The same is true in counseling and education. We have education faculty who are terminally degreed, who have been principals, who have been superintendents, and that's fabulous in the classroom. That's what our students want. They want strong faith leaders, they want academically qualified faculty, and they genuinely appreciate the professionals that are also qualified in their classroom. And so we offer that very, very nice blend. And when I say strong faith leaders, our faculty are exactly that. And they have a real gift for incorporating their faith into what they do every day in the classroom and in their lives. So we're very fortunate.
And Rita, I've had the privilege to do about 180 of these podcasts. So I've gotten a chance to really hear and meet a lot of people that circulate in and through HBU. And if I've heard it once, I've heard it repeatedly, where a student has said, it feels like a family. The faculty know me. I'm not a number. That's a little extra benefit, but it's a notable benefit of HBU. Can you address that, that with academic qualified faculty, you also have personal attention and what that means to the educational process?
Certainly, and I can address it from a more personal perspective. I did my Master of Accountancy here at HBU in 1987. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but how long ago it was. But it was the faculty that I had in the classroom that allowed me to grow in accounting the way that I did. And not only that, those same faculty were very instrumental in helping me get placement in a public accounting firm. And that's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. But I had the benefit of loving, caring faculty who genuinely wanted to see me succeed. And you multiply that 3,000 times across our campus, and that happens. These faculty have contacts. They have people that trust their guidance. When they say, would you interview this student? Those folks doing the interviews understand what they're getting. And so I think that's a gift. And I don't have experience in big state schools, but I would imagine they have a lot of very, very busy faculty. And to carry a student from a freshman or from a beginning master's student all the way to job placement is invaluable. And then they call back. They call you back, because I went to work for a public accounting firm, and when I stepped away to become a full time mother, I was called upon to teach a course adjunct, and so they came back to me, and I was scared to death to walk into the classroom, and it turns out I loved it, and I had all kinds of mentoring from the faculty in the college. So they reach out to our alums with some regularity. For job placement for other students and for some teaching opportunities.
That means HBU really has a tremendous opportunity for prospective students, for parents and grandparents that are looking for that place for their son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter to enroll, and the whole package.
Personal leave a footprint on the marketplace out there.
So let's talk about a number of things. First, QEP, we're talking about that in our 60th anniversary Pillars magazine. Can you address that for us?
Absolutely. The QEP is the Quality Enhancement Plan. And every 5 years, the SAC-COC team requires that we adopt a new plan. And this is a relatively new requirement. We did our first QEP 5 years ago, and that was Writing for Wisdom. And so now we are working on a new QEP, and it is part of our response that we will submit with our the focused report to the on-site committee. They will also look at the players in our upcoming QEP that we've proposed. So the one that we have developed is Mission Metacognition. Kind of has a little bit of a sexy sound to it. And what it is basically our faculty are going to work to teach our students how to learn. And this is a project that we started about a year ago, and we gave each of our faculty Sandra McGuire's book, Teach Students How to Learn. And we had a handful of faculty who piloted a test based on her book. And we did it in a handful of FYS classes, freshman year experience classes, seminar classes. And we also did it in some of our courses that had high drop rates, drop, withdrawal, or fail rates. And the response was fabulous. The students' grades improved. The faculty were tickled to death to see the responses. And so there's a lot of excitement about it. And we will launch this new QEP, assuming that it is approved, and I see no reason why it wouldn't be. We'll launch it officially in fall of 2022. We'll do a pilot in fall of 2021. But there is, as I said, lots of excitement on campus for this. We know it works. Saul Trevino in the College of Science and Engineering was one of the leaders in the test run that we did. Students are excited about it. We've gotten excellent student feedback for the students that were in those classes that tested it. So our quality enhancement plan is something we're pretty excited about. Dr. Brenda Whaley and Dr. Matt Boylston are the chairs carrying it forward. And we had a team that was the QEP development team. They did all the requests for proposals. They reviewed everything that came in. And then we have the QEP implementation team, which is the one that'll take it for the next 5 years. Wow. Yeah, this one goes a long time.
That's fantastic. I also want to address approved sites because HBU teaches obviously at 7502 Fondren on that massive campus, but there are other places in the greater Houston area that are approved sites of HBU's teaching. Can you address that?
Oh, certainly. We're using two off-site locations in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. We're using one location in the Cypress Fairbanks School District, and we're using one in the Aldine School District. And we also have two off-site locations for the School of Christian Thought. We're using the Second Baptist location at Woodway and also the Second Baptist location out in Katy. And what these off-site locations do is it allows us to work, in the case of the education one, work with the teachers in those school districts. So they come to one location central to their school district, and we deliver the Master of Education out there. And we've been doing the off-site locations for some time in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. And that allows our faculty to address some unique needs of the school district as well as delivering the MED. In the case of Second Baptist in the School of Christian Thought, we are delivering the Master of Divinity, and we're also doing an MA in Christian Leadership out there. And that relationship has been wonderful as well. As I'm sure you're aware, the Second Baptist location is absolutely fabulous, and they take very good care of us out there, as well as they do at the school district. So it's an opportunity for us to reach out, make it convenient for some students to attend classes, get exposure to our great faculty, and in some cases, they'll decide they want to move onto the campus and take classes on campus.
That's very cool. Now, we refer to HBU as a comprehensive university because of the doctoral degrees. Can you also speak about that?
Absolutely. Currently, we've got three doctoral programs, all housed in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. The first one we did that launched in 2016 was the EDD in Executive Leadership. And that is our largest doctoral program. We have a little over 100 students that have pursued that program to date. The second one we got approved was an EDD in Special Education. And that program is launched in 2018 and is doing well also. The third program is the EDD in Mental Health and Human Services. And so they're training caregivers in those areas. But all three are housed in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. And as far as the SAC-COC accrediting body is concerned, you may have up to 3 doctoral programs before you're required to move to what they call the next level. And so we are currently at a level 5, and we will be requesting to move to level 6, which is the highest level that they have, because we have submitted just last week a proposal for our 4th doctoral program, and that is the Doctor of Ministry, our DMIN. And as I said, that went in last week, and we'll probably hear from the SAC-COC team in about 6 months for whether they approve that one or not. And I'm very confident they'll approve it. The proposal was beautiful. Working with the College of Christian, the School of Christian Thought was smooth, and everyone was very cooperative, and they are all very excited about this program.
And so when you get to level 6, then you can add doctoral degrees quantitatively beyond that as you move forward. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's no limit to the number of doctoral programs once you make it to level 6. Now, they will most likely come to campus for a visit after our 4th program is approved, to be sure that we have the infrastructure to accommodate 4 programs. And I'm sure they would be very interested in visiting with the faculty who will be the professors of record for that, for the doctoral program. But they like to come and see firsthand, how are we doing? How are we taking care of things? And everything is in beautiful order.
It's really, what a great story. I mean, in the 60th year anniversary, to think that there were some men and women that stood out in probably what was pasture ground 60 years ago and had a dream for Houston Baptist College that became Houston Baptist University. I saw the film of Billy Graham dedicating the campus. And then to see where it is today, it's remarkable. And to see what you've seen, I mean, Rita, what are some of the impressions in your heart about just observing God's work through Houston Baptist University the years you've been there?
Well, as I said, personally, when I came to campus as a student, I was initially looking to take what courses I needed to get a CPA exam. And the faculty that were here impacted me and said, no, you don't want to do that. You want a degree. You want the degree and the license. And so as I worked with them, I was just amazed. I was overtaken, quite honestly, because it seemed to mean so much to them that I be successful. And I had turned that around myself when I had an opportunity to teach, and I see it every day. I mean, we have grown so much. I think when I came here, there might have been 5 buildings on the campus. Mm-hmm. And maybe that many colleges, probably 5 colleges. But it's not just buildings. It's a feeling. It's when you're here, you're part of something, and you're part of something that matters. And that's because the people that are here with you matter. They know who they are. They're solid, they're confident in their faith, they're confident in their academic backgrounds. It's a different place than the fast pace of a much larger campus. We're special here, and we know it, and we don't mind telling people we're special.
I could not agree more. Just before we close, I mean, to give an idea of the scope of programs, I mean, just approximately doctoral, master, undergraduate, we're talking about a lot of programs now, hundreds and hundreds of faculty. Can you just sketch that a bit?
Well, we're in the ballpark of a little over 150 full-time faculty and about 180 adjunct faculty. That gives you a sense. We have approximately 40 graduate programs, and that's where our growth is right now, is in our graduate programs. And our graduate programs are not just a copy of what some other school has done. I mean, our graduate programs are unique and special. That it may be an MBA or it may be an MED, but you get an MBA with spiritual integration. I mean, we even have courses in the MBA on the spiritual integration of working in a corporation. So we're, as I said, we're special, we're unique, but the magnitude of what we're doing is growing, and we're constantly evaluating, okay, we've had this program for, is it still viable? Is it still what we need? Or do we change it? Or do we close it and move on to something that is, you know, more current? I mean, when you look at what we've got a BFA in digital design, and, you know, we've got an MA in classics, we've got an MA in intercultural studies in the School of Christian Thought. I mean, you don't see those on degree lists in other universities. They're the brainchild of our faculty and our college leadership. That's where that comes from. In fact, sometimes I feel like I need to say, slow down just a little bit. So we're blessed with groups that are constantly creatively thinking and bringing wonderful new ideas to the platform to be considered. And that process, that in and of itself, when a college brings a new program forward, they bring it forward for all the colleges to review and approve. So it takes a lot of work to bring a program forward.
And the total number of colleges at HBU is?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not to omit, there are, in addition to those remote locations, remote online learners. Wow, the whole online apparatus has really taken off and is a juggernaut. 1,000 plus students online. Did you ever think that would happen?
Oh my goodness, no. And not only did we have the quantity of students online, but our programs are easily moved online. And the PAMPEL division has done a wonderful job of taking these courses and developing them online. Not only are they adding programs online, but we're looking at certain certificates that we might have online as well, because there's a market for a 4 or 5 course certificate out there too. So PAMPEL is always challenging the deans to be looking at what should be next online. There's a balance between online and on the ground. Some are just residential, some are solely online, and some are blended. The new Doctorate of Divinity is a blended program. They have residentials, and then they have online activities for those students.
And we might just reflect that the capacity and the vigor with which HBU moved to expand its online was an incredible assistance to us to
Yes, it was. And because we were already doing online courses, when the time came to move our residential courses to a hybrid delivery, it was fairly smooth. Some faculty who had only taught residentially had a little more work to do to move theirs to a hybrid, but a good number of faculty who'd already taught online had no trouble at all moving it. So we were very fortunate in March when we had to transition to some hybrid delivery that we had faculty who had been doing online and it was a smooth transition. So yes. It's helped us a good deal. I can't imagine what universities were doing, smaller universities that hadn't really moved online very much, how they had to work to transition in March to accommodate their students.
And to adjust to some of the COVID pressure points that
exactly
unexpectedly presented themselves and gratefully will be hopefully expired here in a few months, Lord willing.
We're all saying our prayers.
Well, Rita, this is an amazing synoptic report, and we're just so grateful to you and to your entire team for everything you do at HBU. You're a gift to HBU. We're just thankful, and particularly overseeing this unique, challenging, in-depth look from Sachs, which is so important. But it does give parents and grandparents, perspective students, the confidence that a degree from HBU is certainly something that will change their life and equip them for the future.
It's a powerful attaché. Yes, it is. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time with you.
All right. Thanks so much, Rita. Have a beautiful day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.